2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Tuesday, July 21st, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleo. Sunny in downtown Salt Lake City, 86 degrees.
Emergency traffic on I-15 in Utah County. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
Coronavirus and classrooms. Special coverage on Utah's Noon News.
Dueling petitions on what school should look like this fall are gaining signatures as the Salt Lake City School District prepares to go over their plans later this afternoon. We begin our coverage with KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson, who joins us live. Paul?
Maria, the Salt Lake City School District has a really tough decision to make about reopening schools. As you mentioned, two different petitions aimed at the district. One demanding schools open for in-person learning. The other comes from Westsiders, saying they don't want schools to reopen until the pandemic is cleared away. District spokesperson Yandere Chatwin says they have to have their plan submitted to the state by the 1st of August, so they don't have much time left to make their plan.
What we need to do is make sure that we are making the best decision to keep our students and our employees safe while also balancing the need to provide quality education for our students during a pandemic.
The district is holding a meeting today, 4 o'clock, to talk about schools reopening, and Chatwin expects robust debate from both sides of the matter. However, she is not sure if an actual decision will be reached today. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
For the Granite School District, most kids will be back in classrooms this fall, but that doesn't mean that distance learning is going away anytime soon. In a Q&A on Facebook this morning, district spokesperson Ben Horsley says people need to adjust to the reality of the situation.
I think some teachers and some families have this expectation that at some point we'll be able to go back to normal, and there is no normal anymore. It's gone.
Granite will be offering separate schedules in order to keep class sizes smaller. Distance learning will remain an option for families uncomfortable with sending their kids back to class. The time it takes to turn around COVID-19 test results is coming under increased scrutiny for one of Utah's senators. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
Waiting 5 to 6 days is not only inconvenient, but it's also dangerous. That's according to U.S. Senator Mitt Romney, who says it's easy for someone to infect a family member while they wait for their test results.
Family members may be unknowingly infecting others as they go to work. We have got to speed this up, and there needs to be a much greater effort.
He's calling on state and federal leaders to find a way to speed up the testing process, adding that a new approach to testing may be necessary in order to shorten the turnaround. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Congress is looking at another stimulus package for the economy, and one of Utah's top economists says there are ways to make that spending more effective. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
Natalie Gochner, the director of the Gardner Institute at the University of Utah, briefed the Deseret Media editorial board yesterday. Her data shows supplemental nutrition programs and enhanced unemployment payments do much more for the overall economy than direct stimulus checks.
Saving does not create the multiplier effect, spending it does. So the lower income things that you do are the most stimulative.
Gochner also endorsed the Trust Act sponsored by Senator Mitt Romney. She says that's necessary to address the huge levels of federal spending during the pandemic. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. The White House says it's fully within its right to send federal agents to the streets of any city when certain conditions exist. White House spokesperson Kayleigh McEnany was asked about federal agents being sent to Portland.
We believe that agents can conduct investigations of crimes committed against federal property or federal officers. And in the case where you have someone shooting off a commercial-grade firework and then running across the street, we don't believe that that extends past our jurisdiction.
The Associated Press says the Department of Homeland Security was also planning to deploy about 150 agents to Chicago. Luckily, Slice Pizza in Ogden is hoping someone has information that will help them get their delivery truck back. The restaurant says their vehicle is a Japanese mini truck and the steering wheel is on the right side, so it should be easily recognizable. It was taken yesterday afternoon from 25th Street. Anyone with information about Lucky Slice Pizza's truck should call Ogden police. A woman with a New York driver's license was arrested in central Utah after she was spotted driving 125 miles per hour on I-15. A highway patrol trooper and then Millard County Sheriff's deputies attempted to pull the driver over but weren't able to catch up to the Ford Mustang. Police eventually found the driver in the drive-thru of a fast food restaurant in Beaver. Court documents say the woman told the trooper that she saw the police vehicles but thought that they had given her the go-ahead to keep traveling. Coming up on KSL, parents looking for school alternatives this fall are creating pandemic pods. We'll explain. And look at your noontime drive.
And we've had emergency traffic on I-15 southbound in Lehigh due to a stalled vehicle in the left construction split. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
It's hot and staying hot for a while. Get updated KSL weather every 10 minutes on the nines, mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Everyone knows how hard winter can be on our homes. Hi, this is Eric at Wasatch Heat Cable. We're lucky enough to enjoy four seasons along the Wasatch Front, but when the tough parts of winter are behind us, folks often forget to prepare for the next upcoming winter season. Year after year, we see people panic as soon as cold begins to settle in, and unfortunately, the first snow can creep up on us so fast. Sometimes it's too late to prevent those ice dams from already forming. Summer is an ideal time to take advantage of our lower prices and have more flexibility with scheduling your installation. This is the perfect time to get your heat cable. Whether you've had issues in the past or you're in a brand new home, call now. We'd like to take care of it for you. Our skilled technicians install year-round, so this year, plan ahead and schedule your estimate. Call 801-866-1110. That's 801-866-1110. Or visit wasatchheatcable.com. When winter does come, and it will, you want to enjoy it. Visit wasatchheatcable.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, dueling petitions on what school should look like this fall are gaining signatures. Salt Lake City School District is preparing to go over their plans later on this afternoon. We have a reporter that is covering this story. Paul Nelson is covering it. We'll continue to follow it for you right here on KSL News Radio.
The coronavirus, Utah families and schools. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
There are groups of parents around the country who want their kids back in school, but in a much smaller setting. So they're hiring a private teacher and creating small classes called pandemic pods. ABC's Ariel Reshef explains.
So the idea of pods is not about eliminating risk, but it's about managing risk. Your children would get together with a limited and stable set of other people on a regular basis.
Gathering small groups of students and paying for a private teacher.
Our goal is to help parents and caregivers and teachers figure out something that's going to work.
Leon Chicago Chang co-created the Facebook group Pandemic Pods and Micro Schools.
How can we get together with other parents to try to help solve these problems together, share resources, share ideas, connect with other people?
But this approach can come with a high price tag. One tutoring company proposing a cost of $350 per week per child for 2 hours of instruction a day. Some education experts worry the high cost could be prohibitive for many students, reinforcing existing inequities in education.
Parents should have the options and the choices to do whatever they think is best for their children. We've always known that wealthy families have lots of choice in the school choice debate.
Chicago Chang says these pods are a way to mitigate risks and give kids a chance to socialize and learn together. And she says their group is working to ensure inclusivity.
A lot of people are looking at subsidizing the participation of a lower income child by having every family who can afford pay, you know, just a little bit more, 20% more, you know, and that can make it possible to include a child who otherwise wouldn't have been included.
And many parents have been initiating these pandemic pods over the summer to try to create a safer way for their kids to socialize. And now Leon says her Facebook group has more than 8,000 followers trying to come up with different models to include students of all backgrounds for the upcoming school year.
A lot of tough challenges, but also opportunity for some very creative solutions. KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on traffic. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. Let's bump this up to emergency traffic. We've had a stalled vehicle that had been blocking the left construction split southbound I-15, about 2100 north in Lehigh. That left split had been temporarily closed. It looks like they have just literally within the last 1 to 2 minutes moved that stalled vehicle out of the way, and hopefully they're going to get it off the freeway. So anytime now, they're probably going to be opening up that split. But in the meantime, you have solid backups to the point of the mountain. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's take a look at the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Mostly sunny skies, 96. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 86 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and still to come on Utah's Noon News. Been talking about schools going back into the classrooms, but many teachers right now are left in limbo, wondering what their days are going to look like. We'll go on in depth on the teacher perspective coming up at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Did the word get out at the July 4th picnic about the unimaginably low interest rates that a friend or family member just received for home purchasing or refinancing? Interest rates so low they're being called the lowest of all time? The question is, how do you get these crazy rates? Who do you call? You don't want the bank rate. You want access to the historically low rates. Who will do that for you? Who can do your loan in a simple way and close your loan from submission to clear to close in 12 to 22 days? You don't have 30 to 60 days. Well, let me tell you who. LoansByRick.com. Rick works with the best lenders in the country, lenders that provide the lowest rate but are simply, well, just lower. Click LoansByRick.com or call 801-809-SAVE for fast, simple, professional mortgage loans. Don't be left out by getting a good rate. Get the great rate. Click LoansByRick.com or call 801-809-SAVE.
Rick Kirschbaum, NMLS 241179, and Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106, are equal housing lenders. Some restrictions apply.
When you advertise on KSL News Radio, loyalty, listeners, and results go hand in hand. Just ask Monty Lauder from Connecticut.
So we've advertised on KSL for a little over 20 years, and we feel like KSL's really helped us get our name out there and help to create a brand awareness that we just weren't able to get through any other medium.
Over the last few months, you've continued to advertise. Has the consistency helped?
So we were really concerned a couple of months ago as there was talk of a shutdown and how that was going to affect our business. In fact, we even considered what we were going to do with our advertising and if we should look at slowing it down or even cutting it off. But we decided that we were going to keep going with it. And in the month of June, our business was actually up 8% over June of 2019.
Let KSL News Radio help build your business. Call Stephanie Palmer at 801-575-5811.
I've got a deal for you that's good today and today only. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and this heat is no joke. If you haven't tuned up your air conditioner yet, it's not too late. Normally, we charge $99 to perform the manufacturer's recommended maintenance and inspection items, but today, Tuesday, July 21st, we're offering to tune up your air conditioner for only $29. That's a $70 savings. Call Any Hour Services right now to schedule. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. Maintenance is the least expensive way to extend the life of your system, and our technicians service all brands. 801-443-7400. The older your air conditioner is, the more important it is to follow the manufacturer's recommendations and have your system checked out by a properly trained technician. And like I said, today, Tuesday, July 21st, you can lock in a $70 savings and get your air conditioner tuned up for only $29. 801-443-7400. If you have questions or want to schedule, call Any Hour Services right now. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. Any Hour Services.
We've always had villains to face.
Bad guys to take down.
But you...
You are the most horrible of all.
Just because you're tough, it doesn't mean we can't beat you.
We're here because we've had enough of you.
We all have the power to do something.
To change something.
To stand up to cancer.
Every single one of us is mortal.
Even me.
Even me.
One person is not a team.
But when we join together...
You don't stand a chance.
But inside, we are all heroes.
We are resilient.
We are powerful.
And we will win.
Marvel Studios' Avengers Endgame, MasterCard, and Stand Up to Cancer are joining together today to help take down one of the biggest villains of all. Cancer. Join us now at standuptocancer.org/MasterCard.
Stay up to date on all the day's news. Just text the word news to the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. KSL News Time 1215. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The Salt Lake City School District has a tough choice about reopening. One petition is going around demanding schools reopen, but a competing petition demands that they stay closed. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Utah Senator Mitt Romney is asking federal and state leaders to put more emphasis on speeding up coronavirus testing. He says having people wait for nearly a week to get their results is inconvenient and dangerous. Third is a look at your noontime drive sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, it looks like they are getting ready to open up the left split of the construction zone in Lehigh, where we've had a stalled vehicle on the southbound side. They had to temporarily close it. In the meantime, we still have big backups from 2100 North all the way back to the point of the mountain. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine again today and high temperatures about 96. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And we've now reached 90 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. As coronavirus cases and hospitalizations increase in the bulk of states, House lawmakers today holding a hearing on the race to develop a vaccine.
Among concerns voiced by members of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, that manufacturers may be pressured to rush out a vaccine before it's safe. Committee Chair Frank Pallone of New Jersey.
But now that Trump is president, I still think there's a real possibility that he will pressure the FDA to lower the standards.
All five drug company executives in attendance testified that no corners are being cut in development and safety protocols are being upheld. Adam Kelsey, ABC News, Washington.
The Justice Department accusing China of targeting research firms working on a vaccine along with stealing trade secrets.
Not only are the hackers accused of breaking into the computer systems of U.S. companies, but they're also accused of targeting labs doing COVID-19 research, trying to steal that data for the Chinese government. Ray Duda runs the FBI's Seattle office.
They have been able to gain access to networks around the world encompassing victims in business, government, and academia.
Both men live in China and will likely never be handed over by the Chinese government. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Walmart announcing a holiday surprise in July.
In a release, Walmart announced Tuesday it's offering nearly $500 million in new special bonuses to workers who have been on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic. The company says it has offered more than $1 billion in special bonuses this year. The big box retailer also says it will not be opening its doors on Thanksgiving Day so associates can stay at home with loved ones.
ABC's Alex Stone. President Trump signing a memorandum today seeking to exclude people in the U.S. illegally from being counted in congressional reappointment or how many districts a state receives. The president's memo expected to face legal challenges. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
Coronavirus and classrooms. Special coverage on Utah's new news.
With school districts all over Utah still putting together their plans for this fall, many teachers are left in limbo wondering what their days are going to look like. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik goes in-depth.
It's a summer break that has felt like anything but a break for teachers all across the state. Glenna Lotulele is a teacher in the Salt Lake School District. She says the issue of teaching during a pandemic really shouldn't be that complicated.
We have teachers that are willing to go back into the classroom, and we have teachers
that prefer to stay online.
She's left wondering why every district in the Valley seems to have a different game plan. According to her, there's really only two options. Either have parents sign their kids up to go in person or stay home and learn online.
Why can't we just do that across the state of Utah? If we have teachers that are willing.
Utah's largest school district, Alpine, is doing something similar. They're allowing parents to choose between the two, but the question remains just how many teachers will be operating online this fall. One fear is that all the teachers are going to put in a request to teach from home in order to stay as safe as possible during the pandemic. Well, the numbers may actually surprise you. Jeff Haney with the Canyon School District says they sent out a survey to their teachers and received just under 1,400 responses. According to him, a whopping 98% said they intend to return to in-person teaching this fall.
But then again, we had a significant number of our teachers indicate to us that they would be interested in applying for the online teaching assignment.
Specifically, it was 33% that said they would apply for an online-only position. Haney says while they're only one district, it's still a sign that teachers all over the state are ready to teach one way or another this year. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 12:19. We've had a big problem spot in Lehigh. Our traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Ricky Misa, any improvements?
We are still seeing big backups southbound on I-15 from the point of the mountain down to about 2100 North. The left split in the construction zone is where we had a stalled vehicle, so they had to temporarily close that. Problem is, I can't tell from the live traffic camera if they've been able to open up that split yet. We also have a new problem going from Weber into Davis County. It's a crash on southbound I-15 in the Sunset area, but they are trying to get it moved over to the shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's take a look at the next 7 days with Grant Wayman.
Up to 96 again for this afternoon with a lot of sunshine. Tomorrow, 92 with more clouds. And scattered thunderstorms in the works, and then more storms possible on Thursday. High that day, 91. Partly cloudy, 91 on Friday, and not too hot. That's Pioneer Day, by the way. And then not too hot for the weekend, 92 Saturday, 93 Sunday with sunshine, and 94 sunshine on Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 90 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. A quick peek of the markets. It looks like the Dow and NASDAQ have kind of changed places from yesterday. The Dow is currently up more than 200 points, where the NASDAQ is the one that is flat or has been down slightly. We'll get you a complete update of Money News coming up at 12:25. KSL News Time, 12:21.
Here's a handwritten note to Timothy, a Whipple Service Champions technician. Thanks for coming to fix the furnace while the worldwide virus is a big concern. I really appreciate your professionalism and for taking great care to keep everything sanitized. A million thank yous. Signed, Lisa. Thanks, Lisa. Essential workers appreciate and truly need our thanks. More people at home means more breakdowns and more plugged drains. Fortunately, our Whipple Service Champions are certified contactless technicians. We'll send pictures and videos for the diagnosis that you approve in advance via email or text. You won't hand over your credit card, and we won't borrow a pen. You simply pay online, smile, and wave goodbye. Plug drain? We'll clear for just $66 and throw in a camera inspection. Here's a big one. We'll give you $150 off any repair of $350 or more. For contactless service calls,
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
Call Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST.
Get rewarded every time you use your Visa Rewards credit card from Cypress Credit Union. For a limited time, you'll receive triple points on all restaurant purchases and double points on gas and groceries. This offer won't last long, so visit cypresscu.com or stop by a branch today.
Cypress Credit Union, your future is our future.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
I'm meteorologist Kevin Eubank. Listen for the KSL Weather and Allergy Report at 7:40 in the morning and 5:40 in the afternoon.
Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Hey, everyone. Kalani Sitake here. In football, 2 yards can make all the difference in keeping the play alive. 2 yards, just 6 simple feet, can also make all the difference in slowing the spread of COVID-19. Practicing physical distancing helps us push toward our ultimate goal, a safe community and a healthy economy. Do your part. Stay at least 6 feet apart because we're all in Utah together. help us get back in
the
game.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED? Well, I have great news. We can now fix the problem without any medication, injections, or surgery. Our advanced form of wave therapy is clinically proven to regrow blood vessels and restore spontaneity in the bedroom. We can do so quickly, affordably, and with zero side effects.
Hi, my name is Rich, and I'm an actual patient. I recently overcame my skepticism and started treatments last week. I was astonished to see instant results. These treatments work, and the increase in blood flow was immediate. My only regret is not starting sooner.
If you're struggling with ED and want a long-lasting fix, call in the next 2 minutes and we'll give you the medical assessment and ultrasound totally free. We'll also give you a special gift that produces instant results to improve your intimacy. That's a $400 value, totally free. Put a stop to your ED. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical right now to claim that offer. 801-901-8000.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in about 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Good afternoon, Lee. What's going on?
Maria, we are going to look at the situation in schools at great length today on the program. Specifically, we're going to look at the upcoming experience of incoming kindergartners. I was thinking back to my very first day of kindergarten, and I can remember almost every detail. I remember it was raining that day. I wore a rain jacket, and when I got up on the bus, I was nervous. When I finally got to the classroom, my wonderful teacher, Miss Estruge, she handed out those little carpet samples so we could all sit in our own little space on the floor. It was a wonderful day, a wonderful memory, and my heart breaks a bit for all those kindergartners who may be going into their school career under such dramatically different circumstances. And then I remembered that kindergarten in Utah is optional. There may be parents who hold their kids at home for a year to avoid this oddness and the irregularity of entering school in the COVID era. So we'll dig into that today on Live Mike.
All right, Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming your way at 12:35. Watching Utah's Money, it's brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. The Gap and all brands under it, including Old Navy and Banana Republic, will require shoppers to wear masks starting August 1st. That is the same day Target will start its nationwide mask mandate. Amazon announced this morning that its annual Prime Day is officially on hold. The company hasn't announced a specific day for its made-up shopping holiday, but there's been some discussion about holding it in early October. A lot of Americans decided to upgrade their TVs when the pandemic hit this spring. Sales of TVs 65 inches and larger were up 77% in April through June compared to a year ago. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is up by 265 points, sitting at 26,948. Apparently, there is some bargain shopping going on with those people who are buying stocks looking for those bargains. So looking at battered stocks in the COVID pandemic, S&P 500 is up by 22. The NASDAQ, it's pretty flat today. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos added $13 billion to his wealth on Monday after Amazon shares rose 8%. Now, put that into perspective. Bezos is now personally worth more than ExxonMobil, Nike, and McDonald's. Whoa.